This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
It is 6:16. Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Very, very good. A finance controller of a Jewish school was charged with stealing $7.4 million Australian dollars. Wow.
Exactly. So to say that this took the community, gave the community a shock would be an understatement. We're talking about Moriah College, which is the largest Jewish school in Sydney and the oldest Jewish school in the country. And at the end of last year, in October last year, detectives, with assistance from the tax office, began an investigation into an alleged misappropriation of funds by the school's former, at the time, current financial controller. And what they allege is that over a 10-year period, he managed to ferret away $7.4 million out of school funds into different accounts, a fraud investigation, and over 402 transactions, directing funds away from the college. And these transactions range, allegedly, of course, from $2,000 to almost $250,000 at a time. So going from 2,000 to, astronomical figures, as the police called it, over a 10-year period. And then just a couple of days ago, after several months of investigation, this individual was arrested by the police and charged with 5 counts of dishonestly obtaining financial advantage by deception. And so, obviously, innocent until proven guilty, but it's come quite a shock to the community, given that these are funds coming out of the school, out of a Jewish school.
Is the person a member of the community?
I'm sorry.
Is the accused a member of the community?
No, he's not. And the maximum penalty for anyone found guilty of dishonestly obtaining financial advantage by deception, which is what he's been charged with, is 10 years imprisonment.
Right.
And so the person has been granted bail and is due to appear in court in a few months' time in July, but just charged, as I said, just a few days ago. So a big shock to the system, and certainly, to community school, which, as all Jewish schools and all communities know, sort of struggle to raise funds, etc., to keep their heads above water, etc., etc.
Well, that must be the biggest factor, is the fact that this has been happening for the last 10 years must have caused a tremendous amount of anger and disappointment from parents, from associations, etc.
Very much so. Very much so. The fact that it's happened over such a long period, and that it took over 10 years for it to be discovered that there was something going seriously awry here. As I say, in amounts from $2,000 to $240,000. So those are significant amounts to be disappearing out of the school's coffers. So, and as I say, now the accused has been arrested and now has been charged.
Unbelievable. Really, really an incredible story, I just hope. How was it found? Was it just a routine thing, or was there an event that led to it being discovered?
So the details of the answer to that question has not come to light yet, and I imagine it will be as the investigation uncovers more details. But the answer to that question has not yet been publicized.
Crazy. We'll definitely keep an eye on that story, because every organization and every institution, I think, lives in fear of this, especially when they're reliant on donor money. It's so important for the organizations to give give donors the confidence that their money is being well spent and isn't being used for nefarious purposes. So it's very, very relevant to so many organizations. Tell us about Love in the Time of Corona. This sounds like a great story. Zanati, this is already... This has got your name all over it.
I'm awake now.
You're awake now. So this is actually a fabulous story. And just to go back one step, 100 years ago, when I was on the Australian Jewish News, before I was the editor, I was deputy editor, And I gave a job to someone who was a new immigrant to this country. As he described himself, he was a North American Indian. Came from a reserve in Canada, in the remote wastelands of Canada, 2,000 people on the reserve. As he put it then, he was the first person on this reserve to get on an airplane, incredible, first person to go to university, came to Australia, and I got this call out of the blue looking for a job. So I met with him, obviously not Jewish, North American Indian, and I gave him a job, and he worked for me on the Australian Jewish News for 4 years. Bottom line, keep a long story short, he went into politics. He got a job eventually with the Premier of the state as his communications advisor, then got a job with the Prime Minister of the country.
Wow.
He's now Shadow Treasurer in the New South Wales Parliament. And his current partner is Jewish. And by the way, I forgot to mention, he's Deputy Chair of Parliamentary Friends of Israel.
Wow.
So he's a massive friend of the community. When I say massive,
yeah,
I use the word massive. He's about 6'5" and massive.
So massive friend in all ways, in all senses.
In every which way. And so now during the lockdown, which everyone is around the world is enduring, his name is Walt Secord. So Walt is in lockdown with his partner, a Jewish woman who comes from Soviet background. Her name is Julia. And 2 days ago, today's Tuesday, so 2 days ago on Sunday, Walt announces, and he comes on television no less, to say, I've been living with Julie in lockdown, and he's got a strong American accent, strong North American accent, and I was afraid what it would be like, and I've decided I cannot live without Julia, and I proposed to her, and she's accepted, and he's started a conversion process, and he's going to convert. And he even says, I mean, seriously, Lindy will be listening to this one. He even says, I hope I will eventually pass away before she does, because I want to live on this earth without Julia. So,
That's a proper love story. So hold on. So he's a North American Canadian Indian who is now Australian and is converting to Judaism.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
That's multicultural if ever I've heard of anything. Right. That's fantastic. What an amazing.
And he's Deputy Chair of Parliamentary Friends of Israel. And not just Deputy Chair, just ticking a box. And I happened to be in the Parliament at the time a couple of years ago, and he's a member of the Labour Party. One of his colleagues, who is an unpleasant piece of work, and is the only Australian MP I know to ever compare Israel to Nazi Germany in the House of Parliament, stood up and did that, a member of the Labour Party, and Walt stood up 3 times. And had a vote of no confidence against his own party member. He just don't do that. But Walt is a man of principle, and he did that. And so he's a massive friend, outspoken friend of the community of Israel. And now he's busy. He's proposed. His Jewish partner has accepted. He's busy. He started a conversion process. Fabulous story.
Absolutely awesome story. New South Wales Parliament to investigate the banning of swastikas.
So just very briefly, and again, to segue neatly from that, because again, we're talking about Walt, the same individual. So he stood up in Parliament at the end of last week. Parliament opened here in Sydney for 1 day, and then it's going to open again in June. So it's open for 1 day, and in that 1 day, Walt stood up and put a motion to the Parliament to say that we, the state of New South Wales, need to ban the public promotion of Nazi swastikas. And the good thing is that the Attorney General of the government is investigating that. Walt's party, Labour, is in the opposition, and so he was calling on the government to do that, and the government is now exploring the possibilities of doing that. Of course, with exceptions, you know, for academic purposes, artistic purposes, etc. But it is, an investigation is now underway to look at the possibilities of that happening.
Very, very interesting indeed. It is 6:25. I'm Howard Feldman, Vic Aladef. Thank you as always. Vic is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.